Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Police have declared an emergency in the Cairns suburb of Edge Hill. Reports say two vehicles collided around 1 p.m, followed by a gunshot with one suspect on foot. Authorities have cordoned off a large area between Peace, Woodward, Pollence and Russell Streets. Unrest in Alice Springs is simmering down after a chaotic few days. The town witnessed brawls and pub attacks following a teenager's death. To keep the peace, authorities have put a curfew in place for young people. Federal Labor Minister Marion Scrimger has told the ABC it's working.
Alice is a great community and it's a town that needs saving, and I'm grateful that Eva Lawler has heard those messages and she's taking them seriously.
Two bodies have been recovered from the Baltimore bridge collapse. Four others are still missing, presumed dead. Authorities are now moving from a recovery mode to a salvage operation due to conditions in the water. While Jennifer Homendy from the National Transportation Safety Board says a team of specialist investigators is working to determine the cause of the crash.
They are focused on collecting the perishable evidence. That is all the documentation, including pictures and components that we may need on the vessel or amongst the structure.
And after Splendor in the Grass's surprise cancellation, federal parliament's getting in the groove with an inquiry into Aussie music festivals. Hawthorne coach Sam Mitchell's throwing shade at the AFL's drug policy. Mitchell says news of players secretly testing positive and then faking injuries to avoid bans makes him question the legitimacy of injury lists. He worries these late withdrawals might now be seen as a strategic ploy, not genuine player health concerns.
We're not in a position where we would strategically pull someone out of a game late to try to get an advantage over the opposition, but there are certainly some teams that do that. And that's something that I haven't considered up to this point, that is now going to be looked upon differently.